You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. As you heard during that last break Saturday here on KOAL, the Emory Spartan boys basketball team earned their seventh straight victory over the Carbon Dinos. They grab a 54-48 win. What an entertaining game that was. Carbon came out swinging. They held a 22-18 lead at the end of the first half, and then Emory kind of pulled away late in the second as they finally found their rhythm offensively. Colton Butler was dynamic in this game as Kobe Butler dealt with foul trouble pretty much throughout the evening. To talk a little bit about the outcome in Saturday's game and what lies ahead for the team, we're going to bring in Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartans right now. Coach, always great to get you on. Thank you.
Hey, I'm glad to be on the show.
Coach, we got to talk about Saturday's game. It's always very fun. It's always important when these two teams get together. Of course, there was a great turnout at the Spartan Center. You guys trailed by four at halftime after a sluggish first half, but you found your rhythm in the second half and grabbed a six-point win over Carbon.
Yeah, glad to get the win, and what a great atmosphere for high school basketball. You know, our fans showed up, our student body showed up. It was just a good night of basketball and a lot of fun.
Coach, it's one of those games where you almost have to throw the records out every time these two teams get together because of the intensity in the gym. I know I've talked to you about this before, and you've said it's the closest feel to a state championship game that these kids will get without playing in a state championship.
Well, I think you're exactly right. You know, it's a fun atmosphere for our kids to play in, and there's a lot on the line and a lot of anxiety and a lot of fans in the stands. And just, you know, like I say, it's a great atmosphere for high school basketball. And I thought our kids, played hard throughout. I wish we would have shot the ball a little bit better. But, you know, you have nights like that, especially after playing, three games in four nights. And the night before, with the weather, you know, a lot of our kids got back at 1 or 2 in the morning. So a little bit of fatigue. And that's, you know, not necessarily an excuse, but it's a reason. And so I thought our kids battled through it fairly well and came out with a win.
You guys were able to go seven deep in this game, Coach. Kobe Butler gets into foul trouble. I think he only plays like 2-3 minutes in the second half. I was really impressed with the quality amount of minutes that you guys got from Kyson Stilson. He was able to stabilize a little bit out of the backcourt, and that allowed Colton to move up and play the five, and he was very effective in the five out for you guys.
Yeah, and you mentioned Kyson Stilson, and that's been a concern of mine is how we're going to, you know, utilize our bench a little bit more, and I thought he came in and provided some great minutes and really did a good job taking care of the basketball and not doing anything crazy. And then he hit that big three, you know, I think it was late in the third quarter, early in the fourth, that really helped us out. And so I was real happy for him. And I think, you know, we got to utilize him a little bit more than we have.
Bodie finishes with 12 points, 11 of those 12 come in the second half. I mean, it seemed like anything that could have went wrong was going wrong in this game, with Kobe getting into foul trouble early and Bodie really not having much rhythm offensively. And you mentioned you guys missing a lot of open shots in the first half. What was the big difference between the first half and second half?
Well, you know, the one difference is we made some shots, especially from three-point range. When we're able to do that, it you know, sure seems to loosen things up a little bit. And it was a little bit altered this game because the second half we started hitting some threes, but we didn't have that post presence with Kobe to go to, you know, and with his foul trouble and him not playing much, he probably played less than 2 or 3 minutes in the whole second half. And so much of what we do is kind of channeled through his presence in the post, and when he's not there, it changes our whole outlook and our whole approach to attacking a defense. And so I was proud of our kids for patching things together and finding a different way to score and you know, coming out with a win.
I said this on the broadcast Saturday, and Coach, I can't think of a better all-around game that Colton has had, maybe even a better half that he has had. And that's saying something because, I mean, he's been very productive for you for the last 3 years. It just seemed like he really put the offense on his shoulders in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he did. I thought he was aggressive when he needed to be. He and Bodie both late in the fourth quarter there really did a nice job just getting to the basket and taking care of business, you know, right at the basket, and they made some shots, and they also made some assists. I think the three-point shot I mentioned earlier with Stilson was on a kick-out three, and that was set up either by Colton or Bodie, one of the two, on their drive. And so they really set the tone for us. Like you said, that five outlook really was effective for us with Colton driving. And, you got to play a little bit differently when your big guy's in foul trouble, and we did, and we found some nice plays out of it.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Sport and Boys Basketball Squad. Coach, you guys are now 8-0. You knock off Carbon for the seventh consecutive time. All things considering, how happy are you with where this team is at with one game before you go into the Christmas break?
Well, there's some improvements that need to be made, obviously. I think our free throw shooting's a little bit, leaves a little bit to be desired. And a little bit frustrating as a coach, because we've got some very fine shooters on the floor, and to not come up with some of those free baskets, that's tough, and that's been kind of an ongoing problem the last four or five games for us, and so we've got to do something to fix that. Overall, I think the one thing a coach can just has to you got to have every night is kids out there playing hard, and we've had that, and I'm proud of our guys for that. You know, the shooting sometimes can come and go, and you got to kind of work around that at times, but the effort's been there every night. You know, we've out-rebounded every opponent we played this year so far. That's been a mainstay for us, and then so much is that due to Colton, Kobe, but, you know, we've gotten nice rebounding efforts from Zach Jorgensen's been really good that way, and Easton Gordon's got in there and mixed it up, and so, you know, that when you get some help, it helps in that rebounding area as well.
You mentioned the foul shooting, and it's really mind-boggling because, as you talked about, you have great shooters on this team. I think one of the things that makes this team so dangerous is at any given time, all five kids on the court can hit a shot from the outside or from the mid-range game, yet you guys have struggled at the line. I don't know, how can you fix that, Coach? I mean, I don't know if you can fix that because these kids know how to shoot the basketball.
Well, it is. It's a little bit frustrating. I think back a few games ago where Easton Gordon was 4-for-4 or 5-for-5 from three-point range, and 0-for-3 or 0-for-4, something like that from the free throw line. So, you know, I think it's just a little bit of a, mind thing. I think kids just have to be a little, we got to find ways to simulate game shots in practice, and, you know, just try to emulate that a little bit better than we have.
You guys do have one more contest coming up before we go into the Christmas break. That'll be against Union on a Wednesday. Once again, it's going to be a home game for this team, and then after that, you guys will have the long break. So what does practice look like for you guys this week, Coach, since you played three games in 4 days, had a real brutal schedule last week?
Yeah, you know, we're going to go really hard today. I know it's only a day off of like you said, that brutal schedule, but I think we've got to go really hard in practice today, and our guys have a little bit of an edge for Union. You know, they beat us on a last-second shot up there last year, and I know our guys, you know, took that a little bit personal. So it's a situation where our guys really want to get after it. And going into the break, it's, you know, one game this week. So I expect to go all out, and should be a fun game here before the Christmas break.
Union is another squad that's a classification up, a 3A team, just like Carbon, just like North San Pete. Even though your guys expect to win these games, do you think that bodes well for confidence, knowing that you're beating squads that are a classification above you?
Well, you know, I don't think we make too much of an issue of what classification teams we're playing. Our guys like to get after it, and I, you know, that's not a huge factor for us. I mean, it's nice to look on the resume and say, yeah, we beat some 3A schools or whatever, but that's not that big a deal for us. So we just, you know, it's next year it all changes anyway, and we're all in the same classification. So it's good going into a class change that way, but I don't think it's as big a thing as for the players as maybe it is for the fans.
Coach, I got to ask you this question before I let you go. I asked Colton this when he joined us post game. I said, do you prefer playing Carbon at home or on the road? And I had to ask Colton that because I could ask 10 kids that question. I'm going to get five different answers. So for you as a coach, do you prefer that game at home or on the road, or does it matter to you?
Well, I like them both. The home atmosphere is so fun, and the crowd and everybody getting into it. But it's also fun to go on the road and do that. I'm just so glad that we've been able to keep that game scheduled, for forever. For as long as I've coached here at Emory, we've been able to play Carbon at least once and usually twice during the year. And it's just, I think it's valuable for the community. It's a healthy rivalry. I don't remember things getting out of hand ever. It's just an exciting atmosphere for basketball. And I'm really glad that we've been able to keep that going.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to talk to you. Congratulations on a great stretch last week, again winning 3 games in 4 days. And you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I know we'll catch up again with you real soon.
I appreciate everything, and can't say enough about the great job you do for Emory High Sports.
Thank you, Coach. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Again, Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Sport and Basketball Team. We're going to break for just a second, but we have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.